The art world in central Illinois has lost another giant. Following the passing of Harold Greger earlier this year comes news that Ken Holder has died over the weekend. Holder was a professor emeritus of art at Illinois State University. He was known for his landscapes and for a multi-year series of works along the Lewis and Clark Trail. He was 83. GLT's Laura Kennedy spoke with Holder in 2015 during a huge exhibition of his work, more than 400 pieces of art from across a half century of productivity displayed at the Come Together space in Bloomington. The timetable for the retrospective and sale came because of a deluge at his studios.
It was a Sunday morning, and I got a call at 10 o'clock from the fire department saying, do you know where the shutoff valve for the sprinkler system is in the building? And I said, I don't have any idea. They said, well, the owner doesn't know either, and neither does his maintenance chief who just came here last month. Nobody seems to know where it is. You better come down here. So I got up and went down to the studio. I got down there, and it was about 6 inches deep in water and coming in all angles from upstairs, full force. It went on like that for at least 6 hours, maybe 8 hours. I wasn't there when they finally found the shutoff valve and turned it off. The ceiling tiles were all falling in. As was described, big pieces of French toast falling on top of you. It was raining inside, raining outside.
You must have been gutted.
I don't remember for the next three or four weeks, I was gutted. I mean, I thought it was all over. I thought it was the end. Just everything's going to be thrown away and that'll be the end of it.
But it wasn't, because we're now looking at a lot of stuff.
Matt and Harold Boyd and their pickups and three or four guys came to the rescue like the cavalry. They came roaring in. They started hauling that stuff out there as fast as they could and brought it straight over here and managed to get this work out. I lost a lot of, mostly works on paper and books. I lost a lot of books and sketchbooks and watercolors and drawings and stuff from over the years. But they managed to salvage most of the paintings. A few were thrown in the dumpster there that were water damaged beyond trying to save them. A few showed signs of water damage or mold once we got them over here, but they were treated and
so you started conservation
right,
automatically?
Immediately. And fortunately, Matt's partner, Lisa, has her print shop in the back, her litho shop, and she has a big press, and some of the best watercolors, particularly some of the Lewis and Clark Trail watercolors that were wet, she got out and they dried, took them out of the frames, put them between blotters and ran them through the press to dry them out and save those. So we salvaged, it looks like a lot of stuff here. It'd be hard to imagine I lost anything, but that's not the fact.
I mean, this is a lifetime's worth of work covering 50 decades?
Years, yeah. Well, some of it's a little, I guess it's 50 years, yeah. It goes back to about 65, the earliest things.
What do you think of this space and how it is showing your work?
The most important thing to me was trying to find a home for all my orphans.
Your orphans.
I think of it that way, and I think when somebody buys one of these paintings now, they're adopting it, and I have visitation rights. But
do you get to go and visit people who have actually bought your paintings?
I try to make that really clear, that if I want to come see that painting, I'm coming. That's one reason I've accumulated so much over the years and haven't done a better job of getting rid of things or recycling them earlier, is because I just, every one of them means something to me and I hate to say goodbye to them. So I've stockpiled them for 50 years now, and it was just absolutely time that something had to be done. And I guess the flood was a way of putting the exclamation point on that.
You can find an evocative Texas landscape, something Holder is famous for, right up against an early work of his called Family Portrait, Summer 68. It's one of the oldest paintings in the show.
It's my wife holding a picture of me.
I dig that mustache. That's a real 60s mustache.
That was a year before we moved to Bloomington. And our daughter, Jennifer, in a kind of made-up fantasy, dreamlike landscape.
It has a pop art sensibility to it.
Well, it was very much in that period and time influenced by some of the pop artists of the time.
Looking back on your work like this, what are your feelings? Do you think, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that, or are you really satisfied with this?
Well, I'm satisfied, but I'm kind of baffled by it because most of it was just, I just made it up and I didn't really have an explanation for my choices or anything. I just liked the juxtaposition of the images and it was kind of a pop surreal type of setting.
Well, it wasn't
including
the 60s.
Big diagram of the inner ear. And,
yeah.
Well, I don't think I was smoking anything at the time, but the plant in the background suggests maybe something's going on. And it was our second daughter, actually Jan at that time was pregnant with our second daughter. And so I think unconsciously, I think the ice cream probably had something to do with that. As a
Something she was craving. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, the other painting then is a painting of...
This is what most people, when they think of Ken Holder here in central Illinois, they think more landscape. And this is what we're getting here. Except this one is just wonderful. It's not just a painting. It's sculptural as well with all these different elements.
Right. It's a painting of Paladura Canyon, which is a state park canyon just 20 miles south of Amarillo where I grew up and where I played a lot as a kid. And it's a fantastic canyon. It's like a miniature Grand Canyon.
It's very grand. It is epic, but there's also a lot of intimate detail in it as well.
People may have heard about my attraction to the Southwest landscape.
Well, and you grew up in Texas.
Well, I grew up in Texas, and the thing that signified the landscape in the Southwest to me was the physical immediacy of it, that it wasn't just about scenic views or vistas or beautiful sunsets or anything. It was about being in the middle of this hostile-like environment, starting with the summer heat and winter colds and the vegetation and the rocks and the critters that lived hidden behind all of those things. When I painted these particular series of paintings, I was really trying to convey a physical sense, a physical attachment, hence the sculptural aspects of the frame border part of the painting, and to draw you into a real physical connection and attachment to the imagery you were looking at. You know, I think sometimes they work pretty well, and sometimes they didn't work well at all, but that was my goal, my attempt anyway, is trying to convey that feeling.
Many of Holder's large-scale paintings are on display here, including works from the Lewis and Clark Trail series. Holder says being surrounded by 50 years of canvas and paint bring on a wide variety of feelings.
It's like a huge family reunion, and it just keeps going on and on and on and on. And it's like the first two times I came in here, I could hardly stand it. I mean, I could stay for a half hour and I'd have to leave because it was just so overwhelming to me in terms of absorbing all of it. And it goes through a whole range of things, from satisfaction and a sense of accomplishment, and 50 years of work and the choices I've made and where I've gone with it. And that may involve sometimes, you know, some elements of regret or some elements of questioning of why did I go this direction instead of that direction. But on balance, it's very rewarding to me. I know that it'll never happen again. I'll never have a show like this again. I'm just trying to soak it up as much as I can while it's here and to share it with as many people as I can. And I really just want people to come in and see it. I'm not so interested in the buying part of it, although that's always nice because it does mean that the work's going to go somewhere. And the real satisfaction is having people come and see it and appreciate it and acknowledge it and to share it with them.
Against this brick wall is a very large, in fact, it's in two sections, painting. That the quality of light of this landscape of a river and white cliffs in the background, it has a sense of photorealism to that.
It's related to that.
You were never truly a photorealist.
No, I never was concerned with trying to achieve a photographic effect, even though I use photographs. They're photo-derived, but
the lighting itself seems to give that feel to me.
Well, I think that the lighting does enhance the painting, bring out the best aspects of it. And it's a 21-foot painting, by the way, for
those who have their rulers out.
For the listeners. Well, you said very big. I want to make sure they understand how big. It's the largest. Well, it's not really the largest. It's the second largest of the Lewis and Clark Trail. There's a big one there. It's 24 feet long from the Lewis and Clark Trail series.
Is the Lewis and Clark series one of the things you're most proud of in your career?
Well, it was the only thing I've ever done to that scale that I devoted that many years to one single subject and researching it and traveling and painting. When I started, I had no idea of how comprehensive it was going to be. When I finished it, I had reached a point where I thought I could spend the rest of my life doing this because there's a lot of subject matter there I haven't even touched.
You just scratched the surface.
Just barely. I mean, it was just a bare survey, really. If I'd wanted to, I could have easily just spent the rest of my life doing that. But for other reasons, I decided I'd had enough of it. I was ready to do something else.
Taking in the collection on display, Holder says, has given him a chance to meditate on his work and learn something from it.
You were in the middle of it, in the process of making it, and you see the things one at a time and occasionally together, but until you have them all up together as a show, you don't really have the capacity in memory to make those connections and to understand it. And so a show of this scale is just, it's like too much information. I can't spend enough time down here because there's just almost too much to absorb. But it is, for me, that's the personal reward in seeing all of this together. It's like a family reunion and meeting old friends, meeting old family members that you haven't seen for years, and suddenly bringing it all together and recognizing you're a part of a much larger thing than appears on the surface. I was asked yesterday if after this all is all over, they'd heard I was going to retire, and I said, I hadn't thought about that. I don't even think in terms of retirement. I don't think any artist really does. I just don't know where I'm going next. And this,
so no grand plans like the Lewis and Clark thing or anything like that?
No, I don't have any plans actually, and that's one of the things that this show is providing for me, is some kind of sense of where I might proceed. And the interruption in my work, my studio life, is partly because of where I'd gotten to in the work, partly because of the flood eliminating any working means for a while. But I found that anytime you move a studio, you give up 6 months to a year of your artistic life. It's very difficult to think as an artist during that time. So I'm right now I'm just taking mental notes, testing my feelings and the waters, and to see what my space will allow. I find that studios, the space itself dictates a lot, has a personality and has an effect upon the possibilities you can do and proceed with. And so I don't really know where I'm going next, but I know that something's going to come out of all of this that will, it's ironic to say, okay, I'm going to start making some more big paintings when I'm trying to get rid of so much big stuff. But I may turn to poetry. Maybe I'll just sit and write poems for the rest of my life then, or do sketchbooks or something. I don't know. But
you will always be creative.
I have to do something, or my wife will go crazy and, along with me.
And have you found the off switch for the water in your new location?
That was the first thing. Well, no, I'm not responsible for that. I don't pretend I have a responsibility, but I made sure that the owner knows where it is.
Yeah.
And he's very sensitive to the whole issue, because when I moved in, well, we had a few leaks in the roof, and he knew that I was had become a water allergic, and so he was going out of his way to make sure all the leaks were taken care of, and I didn't have any water to deal with.
That's artist Ken Holder. I'm Laura Kennedy.
Famed Central Illinois artist Ken Holder passed away over the weekend. He studied at Texas Christian University and the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. Holder grew up in Amarillo, Texas. He's survived by his wife, Jan, two daughters, plus grandkids. He was 83. He was also a musician and played in a local band.